Now, Ireland's capability to respond to wildfires was being tested in the Wicklow Mountains today. More than 100 people taking part in what's called the first EU MODEX exercise in this country. And our reporter, Josh Crosby, was there.
This year's fire season in Ireland is more extensive than any other year. There's been an increase in the number and scale of wildfires. Today, I've been meeting with emergency teams from across the country taking part in an EU training exercise in the Wicklow Mountains.
Aidan Dempsey, Chief Fire Officer, Wicklow County Fire Service. We're here today at Loch Dan, which is one of the 8 exercise locations that's involved in the Wildfire Wicklow exercise that includes the EU MODEX exercise of 30 experts who've come to observe us and to assess our techniques and perhaps to give us some advice.
And so far now, throughout the day, I know it's a lovely day, we're here in the Wicklow Mountains, but working with our EU colleagues, what are people learning from each other? What are people taking away from this?
The best lesson so far is that we have similar procedures, similar policies, similar health and safety, but we're dealing with different weather, different climatic conditions and different ground conditions. But we're able to see the common parts and we're able to offer each other suggestions around it. For instance, we're going to move now to Scar Mountain where Caolte have dug a pit to take water from. It's a uniquely Irish solution to an Irish problem. And the Europeans have come to look at that and to see if they can apply it to their scenarios in their countries. A helicopter that can turn around in 4 minutes is 3 times better than the helicopter that turns around in 12 minutes.
Well, I've seen the air division, now I'm going to follow on and move on to the next step of this exercise today.
Thank you.
So I'm Teresa Hudson, I'm a station officer with the Organisational Intelligence Unit in Dublin Fire Brigade, and we're here on Turlough Hill, which is one of the locations for the MODEX exercise today. So this is our Incident Command Support Unit. So this is for your large-scale instance that we would use in Dublin Fire Brigade. And I'll take you on through now to have a look at the guys.
Okay, I'll follow you. Let's see how it all works.
Here we have Steph and Aidan, who are from Maynooth, and they are going to take you through everything that you see in front of you.
Hi guys, so what am I looking at here now?
So what we're looking at here is the DECAMAP platform. It's a common operational platform. The idea is bringing in together multiple data streams from various sources, drone feeds, bringing satellite data, fireline prediction modelling as well, into a data set that's make it more accessible and useful to in the case of a wildfire.
So the benefits, I suppose, it's predicting, is it? Being able to foresee kind of where it's track something, where it's going to go.
There is a certain amount of fireline modelling done for predictive about where the fire will go, kind of in terms of real-time changes within that the fire model, but then also a lot of bringing those drone feeds, AI models, so we can actually identify, okay, is there hazards there that potentially weren't identified before, really enhancing situational awareness in a scenario.
It's great to have it, but hopefully it doesn't have to be used.
Yeah, thank you.
Throughout the day, a team of delegates from the EU has been assessing the country's readiness to tackle wildfires. So what do they think of our skills and equipment?
My name is Pavel Dubai. I'm a team leader of the European Civil Protection team on this advisory mission in Ireland.
And Pavel, what's brought you here to Ireland today? Why are you here in the lovely Wicklow Mountains?
We came here on the crest of the Irish government to evaluate current state of the fire extinguishing and wildfires, to evaluate how the situation here in Ireland is now, and to produce interim report with some recommendation and expert recommendation from different experts from different European countries.
And from what you're seeing here now today, how are our standards compared to home?
I must say that the Ireland is really well prepared on the operational tactical part. We see a lot of good things here, so we will try to look at the, maybe a little bit more on strategical level, how to use all this equipment and all these tools you have.
So we have the machinery, we have the equipment, but it's just learning from each other when it comes to strategies and actually carrying out the work.
Yes, yes. Our mission here is about to evaluate it, how it works all together, and to give some advices, some recommendation from our expertise from countries.
Any recommendations yet?
Not yet. We will prepare the report, and then we will share the report with national authorities. Then probably you can ask them what they took from our recommendation.
There are not only helicopters, fire trucks, and off-road vehicles being used in this exercise, but the Dublin Wicklow Mountain Rescue Team team has a four-legged member who assists in rescue operations.
I'm Philip Connolly. I'm one of the dog handlers and one of the EMTs for Dublin Mickler Men Rescue.
And Philip, there are people here from across Europe, from the Coast Guard to the Fire Brigade to the Air Corps, but you've a particular unique angle here now today. So who have you got here with you?
Yeah, I've got Kai with me here today. He's one of our search dogs. So Kai is a three-year-old German Shepherd. He's been training to be a search dog since he was about 12 weeks old. He did his first searches when he was basically a little ball of fur in a forest, and qualified as a fully qualified trailing dog last June. So what Kai's job is, if someone goes missing, we will grab something that smells of them.
Either. I can see he's after finding something there now.
He's happily digging behind me. Kai's been very patient today, but it's starting to ebb a bit here.
And tell me, to what extent are search dogs used in rescues in Ireland?
Yeah, so we're lucky in that most of our calls, we find people very easily. We have a lot of technology now. We basically can send people a text message that will give us a pin for their location, and then we can get to them pretty quickly. So usually if someone's injured or just lost walking, it's much more straightforward. Every now and again, so last year we were busy as a team. We had 112 call-outs. We've had more than 30 already this year as well. We've been quite busy between the snow and between other things. But most of our calls are straightforward. When they're not, when it's, for instance, someone like a car is left in a car park or someone's missing for a prolonged period of time, that's where the likes of Kai will come in. So that's where the searches get a bit more complicated.
And new technology has been developed every day when it comes to searching and rescue and operations like this. But do you think there's always going to be a place for search dogs?
100%. You know, drones are fantastic assets and we use them all the time, but they have battery life. They won't fly in certain weather. Kai, bless him, we've yet to get to the end of his battery life. He just will go for hours. He'll operate in any weather. I don't see a time when we wouldn't have search dogs on the team. They're a massive asset. They're quicking everything up to a massive degree. A dog will do what, you know, countless people wouldn't be able to do in a much, much quicker time.
As we make our way through the Wicklow Mountains, there is advanced equipment being used by the Cork City Fire Brigade. Third Officer Ger Ryan explains they have the only high-capacity pump of its kind in the country.
We can deliver large quantities of water, 8,500 litres a minute, at 2x5 bar, up the mountain to the firefighting. So we can take water from the source, use our high-capacity pump. We can split it, as you see here. We have the capacity to keep pumping all day. This thing can pump, as I say, huge quantities, 8,500 litres a minute, to help the forest firefighting. So that's what we're tasked with. So we travel up from Cork. This is the only unit at the present time in the country, so we're after being tasked as a specialised unit to supply water to the firefighting up in Turlochkill. So we can do that. We can, mutual aid, so we can deploy to other counties if needed, you know, for large flooding incidents.
So we must wait to find out what the EU mission recommends from today's event. It does give stakeholders a good opportunity to test Ireland's capabilities. But for now, what's the advice from those working on the front line?
Declan Power, Chief Fire Officer, Laois County Fire and Rescue Service.
We're not in Laois now, Declan, but that just shows that people have come from all over the country and all over Europe to be here for this.
Yeah, wildland fires don't really care about county boundaries, so the nearest available resource is normally used. And in this case, because it's an EU exercise, we're trying to demonstrate the capabilities across the country. Ireland's firefighting season from a wildland is a different season. Typically, we're March, April, when the ground is dry.
And we're in the middle of that now, so for anyone listening, I suppose, what would be the advice to minimise the risks?
Firstly, Mayo, Galway had a lot of fire activity last weekend because of the dry weather. So it's careless discarded matches, barbecues, lighting fires outdoors. Most fires in Ireland don't happen accidentally, unlike in Europe with the hot sun. So it's really, people out on the hills, on the mountains, and you do get malicious fires as well. Ring in early if you think there's an issue. Better to hit it early, hit it hard, than wait for it to go and then suddenly we've a major problem.
Chief Fire Officer with Laois Fire Service, Declan Power, ending that report from the Wicklow Mountains and our own Josh Crosby.